Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, kids. Tomorrow morning, Rob, greetings, and Frank are off to Vegas. So if tonight's live cast seems a little lackluster, it's not that they stopped caring about you. They just have visions of hookers with track marks dancing in their heads. They stopped caring about you long ago.
Oh, that's not true. We love everybody. That's not true at all. Sid has visions of hookers with track marks all the time. Not just today.
It's an affliction.
Welcome, everybody, to the first live cast of the new year, of the new decade, of the new millennium. No,
that last one is not true.
Well, it is a new millennium, and it's always a new millennium every day. I mean, starting that day.
Yeah.
My mind already blown. We're what? 20 seconds into the show?
Let's just stop right now.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Show's over.
Great show, guys.
Yeah, it can't get any better. It's a big show. It's a big show in that we finally put up the polls for the live cast year-end awards. You can vote right now on the episode page.
Why do I only see one poll?
If you refresh, you'll see more.
Okay, I'm going to refresh.
But, yeah, all the voting for our year-end awards is up. All the winners will be chosen by the live cast junkies. What?
Big show.
Oh, it's the big show.
This is your intro music, Rob.
Every time you
walk into a room, the song comes.
So the award show, I believe, is going to be in 2 weeks. Maybe.
That's when we come back.
Well, we don't like. We don't
if
like.
We come back.
We don't like definitively planning things. So we like, leave it up in the air.
Alright, I see all the polls.
Do you want to list all of them for the kids?
Well, I could just go see it.
We also announced them on the last week.
Yeah, so if you just go to this episode's page, if you click on more, all the awards will be on the page. It'll be pretty intense voting. And also, Erin is here joining us, our friend Erin.
Hello.
Hello.
Another lady.
Yeah.
In the studio.
We're taking over this town.
There's still more of us than
yeah,
you.
That's yeah, true.
Especially if we go by weight.
Well, you guys are leaving tomorrow, so.
Yeah. So what? You're going to do a show tomorrow? Yeah.
Well, next week. I can't. Cause next week I'll be in California.
Yeah. Nice plan.
Not next Wednesday, though, right?
Damn. Yeah, no, I'm leaving next Wednesday morning.
Oh. Wait, is that when we go to
I have no idea. You could take off in the middle of the night while we're in Vegas, and I would have no idea when we're going at all. I'm totally beholden to you.
To me specifically?
Yeah, you collectively.
Oh.
I have no idea what my attempt
is. I was flattered for a second.
In fact, I might just stay in Vegas and just gamble.
I do not doubt that.
Well, we're not coming back to Vegas. Okay. We're just leaving you there?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. So we were. Oh, by the way, you should say on the awards show, we're not just giving out awards. We're going to have song and dance numbers.
How are we going to?
We lined up
that were dancing.
We lined up a huge guest too. Word picture. We have a huge coast lined up, Darren. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I don't know. Should we say or should we keep it a mystery?
I think we should say it. I think we should let the people know. There's no point in it.
I would like to know.
Our award show is going to be emceed. It's not Billy Crystal. It's not Chris Rock. It's not David Letterman.
Whoopi.
None other than the great JCVD.
Yeah.
JCVD will be hosting our award show in approximately 2 weeks, give or take a few months,
whenever
it's all lined up. But it all depends on you, the listeners. So vote now.
Until we get 1,000 votes in each category, we're not best winners. So
2014.
Vote early. Vote often. Can you only vote once, or can
you
vote multiple times? Right?
Once per day.
Once a day.
Once a day? Okay, so everybody, once a day, every day.
And that's pretty awesome.
Also, our playlist tonight is brought to you by the Apparatus Webzine. Keith Apparatus, a big fan of the show, sent over a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And all the songs over there. Yeah, I know. And if you'd like to learn more about technical metal, go to their website, grindingtheapparatus.net.
Or just talk to Noah. Why from what other... You
speaking of grinding.
Metal, don't you? Mm-hmm. Isn't that your favorite kind of metal?
I thought we were just going to grind.
Okay.
But you're not single anymore, so...
I no longer want to grind, Noah.
Good!
Wow. Is that true? Yep. You really don't?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'll buy it.
You're completely satisfied.
I don't think
Noah's
off the hook.
Yeah. Quite satisfied.
Don't encourage him.
Well, I'm happy for
him. I'm enjoying it. I'm happy for him, too.
Good.
He's I don't know, he's like a fluffier person suddenly.
It's true.
He gets out of the house.
Because he's eating fluffer nutters all day.
Oh, it feels like I am.
I'm going to tell you how I found out Sid had a girlfriend, okay? I didn't know. I knew you were on a date, okay? But this is how I found out that she was your girlfriend. I went on Facebook, and I saw the most sappiest romantic thing that I ever saw.
What was that?
Oh, man. Should I go look?
Was it a picture or a status?
No, it was a status update.
Okay.
I never see any status.
Oh, I think you said, like, I'm going to shout it from the rooftop.
Yeah, it sort of feels like shouting it from the rooftop.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like this new Sid.
Yeah, who is this person?
It's not something I said on the show. I said it on Facebook. It's totally different.
Really? So this is not your real persona?
No, it is, but I pick and choose which parts of the persona to... show, and nobody cares about my relationship stuff here.
Which one's worse? Here?
The listeners. The listeners.
Oh, the listeners? Well, who cares about them? Like, we're your friends. We care.
We're going to entertain, but we can discuss it off the air where it's not annoying listeners.
Go ahead, shout your love. Shout it out loud.
Shout
over me.
We're not on a rooftop.
Pretend.
Well,
the radio.
The table kind of looks like a rooftop.
Does it really? Munchkin Land?
Way to go along the bits, Sid.
No,
thanks.
No, no.
Thanks a lot. No. Yeah, you're a real good part of this show.
I am.
Yeah, yeah. This show isn't about performing or comedy or anything like that, right?
This music.
Tomorrow is another day.
Frankly, no, I don't give a damn. That's from this movie, right?
Yeah.
The way back.
You still love you?
It's me. Hey, everybody.
Hi. Now, Rob, I had something planned for the show, but Rob struck it down, so I don't know if we're still going to do it.
I mean, I guess we could do it.
I want to do a game show that I wrote.
Well, Erin would have to agree to it, too.
You agree to that?
I mean...
She wanted to do the game show, but not be on the air. So
yeah, I didn't want to be here unless there was a game show.
We're doing the exact opposite of what she wants.
Okay, so we'll pretend we're not on the air, and we can do it.
We should just turn the screen off, and then...
What a...
Well, the other option would be for us to have a caller be the third, the fourth person.
Well, no, we can't do that. We talked about this already. They wouldn't have the hints.
Well, what if that person... Well, what if... How about this? I got an idea. We'll pair up the caller with Sid, because Sid's the best game show player by far. So he'll have the disadvantage talking to a caller.
But with this game, you sort of need all the clues in front of you when you're reading. The caller would be able to do that.
So you would just give the clues all the time.
That's not as fun. We're talking about the Dirty Pyramid 2.
Who's
the worst game show player in
Noah.
The group?
Noah.
So pair, since Rob knows some of this stuff already, so pair Noah and Rob.
No. Last time we were paired, we bombed. You guys should pair.
Okay, fine.
I think it's...
we'll do by proximity.
I think you only know two of the categories.
Plus, I probably forgot them already.
So you can just give in those.
I'll give. But right now we have a caller, though. It's yeah, so we'll do the game. We'll do the game show, Dirty Pyramid. We'll do it a little later in the show. The Pyramid 2. Should be good times right now. Let's get to our caller, 925. You hung up on us just as we were getting to you. I guess they didn't want to be on the air.
But they got nervous.
But you can be a caller. You can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. We have a bunch of CDs to give away. Nobody claimed that magical mystery CD yet. By Shadows Fall.
What are you giving away?
Come on, man. I'm never going to get rid of it.
There's like a bunch of CDs.
You got to say it rhymes with Schmattles.
You know what we're going to do? Any CDs we can't give away, we're going to bring to Vegas with us, and instead of putting dollar bills in the stripper's panties, we're just going to put Shadows Fall CDs.
What do you say? That's a quick way to get kicked out of the stripper's panties.
Like a $10 value.
You get a very good laugh.
You don't have to do like the whole jewel case. You just slide the disc into her ass crack. There you go. It could be like a disc drive.
So then we can come back, give away a Shadows Fall CD, and crabs.
with crabs.
Oh, no, you could do like a glory hole thing, except with the CD, and just put your penises through it.
What penis do you know that fits through a CD hole?
I think we've discussed this
on the show.
Oh, really?
Something about me fucking a lost DVD, I think, right?
Wow. I don't even remember that.
Maybe
you
were the receiver, though. That was really...
Well, we have another caller on the line.
Oh, 815. You are on the line with the Metal Injection Livecast. Hello, what's your name?
Happy New Year, this is Zach.
Oh.
Hey.
Hello, Zach.
What's up?
Is it Zach Beats?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh. Welcome back, dude.
Wow, where the hell have you been, buddy?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Hold on a second.
Are you 18 yet?
It's kind of fucked up shit. Yeah, I was going to say Happy New Year's. You guys are still going strong, I guess.
Turn off your fax machine.
How are your parents doing?
I don't know. I got kind of kicked out, half kicked out, moved out.
What'd you do?
They found a lighter in my room.
So for all of you people that aren't caught up, Zach Beats lives with ultra-conservative parents.
Yeah.
They don't like... They're just Republicans.
They beat him on election day when Obama won.
Very upset with him. And Zach Beats is a drug user,
right.
And he has to hide it from his parents.
Recreational drug user.
Recreation. Well,
yeah.
Are you turned 18 or not?
Yeah, I'm 18. It's all good now.
Oh, no?
That's not what I was asking.
Come on.
I don't know if you can move out.
Eric.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's good, man. You're out on your own. What are you? How are you holding up?
Pretty good. Smoke every day. That's all I really do these days.
You just smoke every day. Where do you get money for weed?
Where do you get money for the weed? Oh yeah, I have a job at Taco Bell.
Now.
Wait, has Lonnie come into your Taco Bell?
Lonnie was actually there last week, but there's too many Taco Bells in Rockford, and he wasn't able to hit them.
That's all they have is Taco Bell. That's like Demolition Man in the future. Yeah. All they have is Taco Bell.
That's actually true.
That's with shells. And then that's the Demolition Man. He didn't understand how to wipe his ass.
They used to use little pieces of paper.
Anybody else Demolition Man?
No, I never thought.
Either.
So, Zach Beats, thank you for the New Year's wish. And how about this?
Yeah.
Since you're one of our favorite callers, we do a CD giveaway to all of our listeners that call in. Let me just grab our CDs. Let me pick one.
You need to have an address, though, that we can mail it to. Do you have an address?
I can.
We'll say it on the air.
Yeah. Yeah,
answer yes.
Googler will be at your doorstep.
Yeah.
With a box of chocolate.
You know what you do? Go up to the top of your house and shout it from the rooftop, and we'll totally hear it.
All right, here are the CDs we have for. We have Municipal Waste new CD, Massive Aggressive, a Cult of Luna special edition of their last CD, Eternal Kingdom, with a free DVD.
Wow.
The new Shadows Fall CD, Retribution.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's
a good name.
I'll go with the Municipal Waste.
Oh, you don't want to even hear all of them? There might be one you like more.
Man, people love that Municipal
Waste. Rob's like holding 20 CDs right now.
Dragon Force Ultra Beat.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything that's kind of like jazz core shit? Like, I don't know if it makes sense.
Noah, you got anything?
West Montgomery.
Not.
You heard of
anything like
Gorod, kind of like groovy tech death shit.
I know what you're talking about.
Freaking Torrent.
I don't have.
You got some Harry Connick Jr. You want that?
I don't have any CDs at the moment.
I got Mel Torme. He's got the greatest hits of Mel Torme.
I'm sorry. I'm on a small amount of mushrooms. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Oh, so your short-term memory must be shot.
So send him Harry Connick Jr. for real.
wait. Do you want mushrooms right now?
He won't know the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Do me a favor. Close your eyes. And tell me what you see.
I don't know, just like little sparkly lights and shit.
Yeah.
Wait, how about now? Do those sparkly lights move? All right, well, listen up, Zach. I don't want to ruin your trip with us talking, but if you remember this, if you remember to do this, send metal injection. Well, you have a very low short-term memory when you're on trips, Darren.
Yeah, like
2 minutes.
Like
2 seconds.
Yeah, you're right.
Send private message to Metal Injection with your full name and address, and we'll get you this municipal ACD. All right, Zach?
I forgot who he's talking to.
Zach, you're talking to Rob. You're on the live cast. You'll be all right.
All right, yeah. Happy New Year's, guys. See ya.
Thank you, man. Be safe. That's not the answer to the very end.
What?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought Harry Connick Jr. took over the vocals.
Can someone explain to me what jazz core is?
No, I don't know what
the
core.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I think that was just a bad thought. It's just like progressive death metal.
With jazz, influence, kind of.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
May I just say, I went to a concert on Saturday night that it's a genre of music I like even less than, like, nerdy, like, technical metal type stuff. And I was just seething with hate the entire time.
What was it?
What could be?
Jam band music.
Oh.
So my buddy Mike invited me to some show, and I haven't seen the kid forever, so I was like, all right, I'll go, whatever. And it was like a band with the drummer from Medeski, Martin, and Wood, and the bassist from Ween, and some keyboard player. They're just rocking out. And the entire audience is like kids in their fucking 20s. It was like young people rocking out to like music that sounds like it would play on like one of those player pianos in an old-time saloon. It was. I'm just looking around like, why are you people not at like a rock show? You should. Why are you there? Because I explained why I was there.
Sorry.
My friend, who I hadn't seen in a long time, invited me.
Okay.
It was just more to hang out with him. But I was just like, man, everybody's having such a great time dancing to like.
Maybe just
their
one
parents.
Jam band. And they were
it was a night of that, I guess. But I just stayed for that one.
Did everybody have handlebar mustaches?
A couple people.
All right, yeah.
It was absurd.
That makes more sense.
See, that was like jazz core. I don't know what I just played.
Was there any barbershop quartet singing?
No, there was no singing.
Damage.
The best part, though, like, a third of the way through, I had to fart for a while, and I was holding it in because I didn't want to fart on people, and then a third of the way through the set, I'm like, wait a minute, where the fuck am I? Why am I holding it in? I hate these people. I should be farting all over them. And just the joy of that realization is so...
Oh, you started letting loose?
That carried me for, like, another third of this awful band set. Just the joy of farting on people.
I was in AC the last couple of days, and I lost a tremendous amount of money. And I was so angry that I picked my nose while we were walking through the hallways, and I just waved my booger.
Nice.
Right
in
the wall.
Yeah.
I was like, right there.
You
know? This is audio of that show, Sid was at.
More or less. It's like with really repetitive rhythm section type stuff going on. Everybody looking really, making eye contact, like, yeah. Oh, I feel that.
Oh, I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Same fucking shitty keyboard riff over and over.
Your farts actually excellent.
They did.
It was like a trumpet. The trombone sound.
This is more or less what sounds like.
You were jamming along with the band.
Sounds like fish.
A bunch of frat boys hanging out.
Rat boys
how,
like that?
At that age, when you're fucking 19, 20,
yeah,
old, how do you get into that kind of music?
You get stoned all the time, and you listen to Dave Matthews.
No.
You want to listen to some contemporary, like, I don't know, something.
Yeah, it's like listening
you're
to
young,
Pink Floyd.
Listen to something.
Wait a minute. I listen to them all the time. I feel like it was every band.
But
I like Pink Floyd. I'm just teenage.
Yeah,
at least I'm old though.
What is that? But like, what does it matter how old you are?
I was born when they were still together.
Were you?
Well, what, yeah, the Wall was 82, right?
It was? Really?
I think so.
It was in the 80s?
Let me see. I think so.
That's when I was born.
It's born 1 year after that.
Me too. Not me.
You
I
what?
Was never born.
It's
eternal.
Yeah, you're the second oldest one.
I was born in 79.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1979 was the Wall.
Mm. It was 82. I think the movie came out in like 82 or 83.
Maybe
that's why. Which was like one of the freakiest movies ever. Like I remember when I lived with my parents, I was watching it one day, and my dad came in. He's like, "What are you watching?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's The Wall." And he's like, "Oh." And then I kind of tried to explain to him what it was about, and then I'm like, "Yeah, that's not happening."
I think I've watched the movie like 5 times, and I don't really remember that much from it.
Oh, it's awesome. I love it. Like the animation is so great.
It is.
Like 25 years ago.
I've only watched it high, so.
Have you ever seen their follow-up, The Floor?
No, what's it about?
It's just a picture of a floor for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But people watch it high, and they think it's fantastic.
Roger Waters sweeps at one point for 3 minutes. That's about it. That's the only, that's like intermission.
Wasn't
he hums a tune.
Wasn't there a story you had, Rob, that you wanted to share with us about your mom?
Oh, yes, my mom. My lovely mother, who I love dearly. She called me up yesterday. She was telling me how she went to the dentist's office.
Right.
And the receptionist there would be perfect for me.
Wow.
And she said, she's like, she's tall, she has a good figure, and I asked her what kind of guy she likes. She says, "Oh, as long as they're tall." So you're in. She's like, "So you're going to call her?" Like, what?
No. Make an appointment.
Yeah. Well, that's what she meant. She didn't, like, have her number. She meant, like, call the dentist. Be like, "Hey, so mom thinks you're hot."
Now, like, it's like how do you... receptionist working when you call. You make a date with, like, Matilda.
You have to call the office?
Yeah, yeah. She didn't get a home number. And I'm like, so what would I even... Like, how would that conversation go? Like, "Hey, my mom thinks you would be good for me, so... Clearly, I must be a catch since I'm calling you per my mother's recommendation."
"Robert, what is this conversation?
Yeah,
you don't need conversation."
And I'm like, "No, I'm not going to do it." She's like, "No, come on, you should do it. Like, what? Like, come on.
Wait a minute.
Come to go and get
Can you
Facebook.
Do it and we'll record it?
No.
Damn.
I'm not going to do it. But then, so then I resigned to telling my mom that, "All right, you know what, just get her Facebook URL.
I just said that jokingly. You actually said
what?
That to your mom?
Yeah, no, I totally said that.
"What is this Facebook?"
She's like, what? I'm like, "Facebook."
So she's going to take the book and she's going to close it in the girl's face and just take it.
How old is this girl? Is she Russian?
I'm assuming she's Russian because my mom wouldn't go to an American dentist. I mean, come on.
They don't use leeches.
And she has to be Jewish, otherwise my mom wouldn't recommend her. She's big on that, although she eats bacon cheeseburgers all the time.
She's like a reformed Jew.
You must marry a Jew, but not practice it at all. That's a Jew. Oops. Oh, a T-Mobile phone.
I got a new phone, that's why I have the corny ring.
So important.
Who's calling?
My mom's there.
Oh, maybe she's trying to hook you up with the reception to her dentist.
Hello? You want to the dentist? Okay, I'm doing the show right now.
You guys are Robert's mother. We talk all the time. She's a wonderful woman.
Sounds nothing like my mother.
Did your mom ever try to hook you up, callers and listeners? Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. That's the number.
Or if you have a mother who you'd like to hook up with, Ron.
Yeah.
Listen.
Or if you work at a dentist's office. If you've been to the dentist, you should call us.
Yeah.
Have you been to the dentist's
office? Horror stories. I went before I quit my job, and it was
in the same office?
No, it was like something by my job.
What was wrong with you?
Well, I mean, I was losing my insurance, and I hadn't been to the dentist in like 4 years, right. So I figured I'd go, and I mean, the dentist handled it pretty well, but it was like a laundry list. Like, I had to go back like 4 times, because he couldn't like take care of my teeth.
Really?
Yeah, because I had to get like a teeth pulled, I had to get 2 cavities, Then I needed a deep clean, not just a regular clean. Yeah. They got in there. But yeah, it was a pretty shitty experience. And I ended up having to pay, even though I had insurance, like a good amount of money. I could only imagine how much it would have been if I didn't have insurance, but still. My guy's dentist. Ha! Anyway, what else is going on in the world of the...
What's wrong with the dentist? We got.
Oh, I thought someone was making cheese.
I'm farting.
Is that what your farts sound like? For dainty.
They come in a variety of things.
So it comes through three holes.
I didn't even know it's possible to pierce an anus.
Sure, if you wanted to. It probably isn't very practical.
Yeah.
So your asshole, your poo comes out of Play-Doh.
Is your anus pierced? Give us a call. 646-929-1357.
Wouldn't it just come out like split?
Well, I remember Steve-O did it. He like pierced his butt cheeks together.
I was thinking of like the hole.
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about.
Oh, like a Prince Albert, but for the... For the anus?
Not like a Prince Albert at all. Just like.
Wait, what would you pierce? Practice. Like you would shut the hole?
No, like a piece of it. You know how you would pierce your lip like this?
You like piercing, Noah?
I like piercing, but I don't know about piercing my bunghole.
No, I mean like on a guy.
I don't know about having a piercing on his bunghole.
In general, like regular piercings.
Like where? What are you getting at?
I want to. Well, I heard the only piercing you don't want is Ken. Yes. No, I was really asking. Just honestly, there was no gag there.
Yeah, I guess there's a few piercings I wouldn't like, and he is at the top of the list.
Penis.
Noah Ailey Tentacle Rate says, "I'm going to inject Noah with my baby batter. I have long hair too." Well, Noah Ailey Tentacle Rate. You can start by spelling Noah's name correctly. It's N-O-A.
Is that Brutal Mike?
Where is Brutal Mike? Brutal Mike a few weeks ago sent Noah private messages in the chat.
No, it wasn't Brutal Mike. It was Rotted
Mike. Rotten Mike.
Oh, yeah, Rotten Mike.
Rotten Mike, I'm sorry. Some sort of Mike. Rotten Mike was sending her messages. She's like, oh, next week I'm going to show you how to make some hardwood floors or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm all good at poker and I'm the king of hardwood floors.
Yeah.
He's all talk.
Yeah. Just waiting for that hardwood floor to come in the mail.
Or for him to come and finish up my hardwood floor.
Oh, shit.
Wax them.
That's the third
Polish them.
Pink Floyd movie, The Hardwood Floor.
It's a trilogy.
Yes.
And then, well, I thought it was The Door. That would be the last one. Cause you exit.
Well, who said there could be a fourth?
Mm.
It's true. What's the trilogy? Quadrilogy?
The Pantry.
Yes, that's it, Darren. Got it.
Quadrilogy.
Is that it?
Yes.
What's the five?
Quintilogy.
Septilogy would be seven.
Right.
What would be six? Sextilogy?
Sextology.
Oh, hello, ladies.
Now, if you're a... expert in say sexology, would that be a sexologist? Would that be it?
Actually,
what did
he
say?
Oh, what did I say? There's a mistake in this poll, by the way. I just want to let you know.
Oh, great. Let's talk about it.
Well, should I? No,
yes.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, no, tell us right now.
Well, we've acknowledged.
One of the categories is best on-air revelation, Noah-related. And the revelations are Noah reveals that she has had anal sex. Noah talks about her vibrator, the rabbit. Rob tried to hit on Noah in high school. And Noah admits that she's been peed on by a man. And vice versa. But then there's a fifth answer. It says answer five.
Oh.
But there's only four.
Fixed.
So that was a temp.
Fixed.
Okay. Noah would rather leave answer five and take answer
five.
Four out. Actually, just for fairness, you could also say... what the other revelations are. There was another category.
Non-Noah.
Best on-air revelation than everyone else. Okay. Rob announces that he's eaten his own cum. Sid had a wet dream while in bed with Lonnie, and Lonnie masturbated in bed with Sid at payback. Jenny's housekeeper turned out to be a foot worshiper, fart inhaling fetishist, who was also a cop. And Darren got circumcised at age 30 And the first time he masturbated, 35 days later, he came so hard that they went 8 feet high on the wall.
So I think you've got these in the wrong order, because the first one is everyone else. And people will read that and be like, what does that mean,
well,
everyone else? And then Noah is underneath it.
I didn't put them on the site. That's what Rob did that.
Flip them.
Rob has been very busy this week. Have you seen the main page of
Rob,
Metal Injection?
I tried to, but it wouldn't load. I only had half an hour to check.
And speaking of loading, Rob did a very good job with the website.
Oh, why, thank you.
It's beautiful.
I love compliments.
I'm very sexy.
Oh, why, thank you. I love compliments. No, it's been pretty crazy. And the one thing that's weird is actually, ever since I did Shrooms with Aaron a week ago, sleeping schedule has been completely fucked, because I've been just going to bed at like 6 in the morning. So my most productive time has been from like midnight to 6. But then from like 4 to 6, I get delirious. I'm like, I should go to bed now. I should finish this now. I should go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much fucked. Like, well, I guess I'm just ready for West Coast time. Cause really, that's only like 3 a.m. on the West Coast. So I'm going to be partying in Vegas.
But also, you'll be waking up.
Whoa, the ambulance is ready here for me.
You'll be waking up around noon, because now you're waking up at 3, right?
Yeah. Today, I like forced myself. I woke up at like 11:30, and I'm like, I'm not getting out. Sorry, cops. But then, yeah, basically, it's kind of depressing, especially since it gets dark at like 5 now.
But you know what's going to be so great about being in Vegas? No Jews.
Ever?
No Jews for a week and a half.
Wait, but we're Jews.
I know, but like, I'm talking about like Orthodox Jews, though.
Oh. That was a lot of England, too. They've never seen a Hasid.
They know about them from books and stuff?
Yeah.
From fairy tales.
I wish.
Fagin in
he was a Jew?
Oliver Twist.
Yes. Really? People assume that from subtext?
No, I think it's pretty. They refer to him as Fagin the Jew.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
I never actually read it.
It's quite a
I
good
just
book.
Saw Oliver.
Not very flattering to the Jew.
Wow, very what is it?
It's really? Money. It's like Gollum.
Did they mention his horns? Or?
But he filed them down. Traveling in. But the pay is, you can tell.
Yeah. Payas.
Yeah.
Does everyone know what Payas is? I should say.
Like curly sideburns.
Do you know what the significance of this?
No. Is that like if you ride them horseback, you can hold on?
I was going to say, it's no for idea. The rabbi to hold Wally. He rapes an animal.
Or
right?
No, what's it for? Do you know?
I have no clue.
How do you even spell Payas?
P-E-Y-E-S.
P-E-Y-U-S. Because they want to get paid.
Hey, man, look it up. Wiki it. Wiki it.
I am.
Wiki it.
Yes.
America wants
to know how to get a wiki it.
Oh, Google will tell us.
It's there's multiple spellings because it's phonetic from a different language. But, Wikipedia has the main spelling. It's P-A-Y-O-T. Payot.
Is that kind of French car?
I'm trying
it's a Fiat.
Let's see.
It's a Fiat.
I'm trying to see why do they wear them. Let's see. Well, I'll just read what
it looks cool.
Payas is the Hebrew word for side locks or side curls. They are worn by some men and boys in the Orthodox Jewish community based on an interpretation of the biblical injunction against shaving the corners of one's head.
Why would they need to
you ask me, you fucking penis. You Payas. You have penis Payas.
Oh.
It could probably be arranged. Like a hair curler.
That
people can hold on.
Well,
like,
from what we learned from a previous episode, Rob's pubes are curly, so.
No, I asked if they were. He never answered.
So no, straight pubes.
I asked him. No, I asked him.
Who has straight pubes?
Well, because your hair is so tight and curly, I figured maybe you had straight pubes, like backwards.
And then he said that he does have. Curly
pubes. I do have curly. It's like a forest.
I think it's famous. Oh, really?
Do you ever trim?
Yeah. No, totally.
What do you use? Like the clippers or a scissor or something?
No, I use like an electric shaver.
Do you ever save it up and make a Brillo pad out of it?
Do you use the same shaver for your face as for your pubes?
That's right. It's all hair, right? I mean, I wash my pubes before
I only trim when I know I'm going to be with a girl. Otherwise, I'll let that shit go.
Well, I mean,
Rob takes care of himself.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Taking care.
Isn't it uncomfortable, though, to have that just fully grown?
No.
It's actually more uncomfortable to have it shaved because it's, like, itchy.
Well, do you shave completely or just, like...
Well, I mean, like I don't do it, like, that often. When I do it, I just like get it done so I don't have to do it for a while.
But what if you get trapped in a tower somewhere and you need to climb down? Do you want to have that available to you?
Like a penile Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
I want to see that cartoon. I want to see that pop-up book for children.
Rapunzel?
Yes.
Terrible.
Pop-up book.
You open the page and all of a sudden, like a big fuse sticks out of the kid's face.
Kevin in the chat room says, I have a Jewy fro and I have curly pubic hair. Don't we all, Kevin? Don't we all?
Did we ask Kevin?
He's just letting us know. That's the beauty of the chat room. Everyone can contribute at some time.
If you want to volunteer ship and call the fuck up, be a man.
What's our number to call the fuck up on?
646.
Come on, you don't know the number?
929-1357.
Very good.
Wow.
646.
Say it with confidence, Sid. Shout it.
929-1357.
Say it sexily, Sid.
626. That's a whisper. That's not sex.
646. 929.
Jesus, Mr.
1357.
Paul Lim.
Hello. I'll give a number for you.
I'm sure none of our listeners get the reference.
Okay. Come on, Pete Lowpool.
I doubt it.
Definitely
I don't.
All right.
I barely know who he is.
That's the alien on American Death.
I was about to say the same exact thing.
Yeah, that's
he's also Charles Nelson Reilly a little bit.
Yeah.
Sort of like.
But mainly Coleman.
Who is Charles Nelson Reilly?
You know who he is.
He's like a older, more recent, chubbier Paul Lim.
Okay.
Same type of deal.
Same character.
Oh, wow!
At some point, Alec Baldwin did an impression of him.
Yeah! With the Will Ferrell as, what's his name, James?
Yes.
Style. Right, I remember that.
Yes. Quite good.
Let's get into that jazz.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Well, we need something dirty for that to stay on.
I'm sorry.
Need something dirty.
No, I want to touch your left boob.
Ew.
Try the right one.
Your right boob? I want to try your right. I want to try your right boob.
Whoa.
Is that how you talk to a girl?
No, I get their Facebook girl.
I remember NYPD Blue one time. There was a psycho killer that was going around like stalking girls. And the only thing I remember about this episode, he used to refer to girls' breasts as balls.
He's like, I wanted to touch her balls.
I vaguely do.
You mean her breasts, right?
Her balls.
Who played this stalker?
Like a character actor, nobody famous.
You sure he wasn't stalking transvestites?
No. He just took breasts.
That's an episode
balls.
Of Law and Order.
Oh, okay.
Somebody in the chat room is called Sid Has the AIDS.
Okay.
Or Duh AIDS.
You ever hear that song, Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS This Year?
No.
I think so.
That's Tiny Tim.
What?
Let me try to find it. Keep talking. I'll do that. Okay, don't.
I was yawning. Sorry. That didn't come across on the podcast. Aaron, are you enjoying yourself? Is this just nonstop entertainment?
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
It's been, well, you sound excited.
What's your favorite part of the show so far?
So far? Watching you guys and sitting here and waiting for the game show.
Oh,
that's why I was here. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I like the pubic conversation. Yeah, I thought that was very, very important. I want to know what Rob's pubes are like. I want to know what your pubes are like.
Give her a
piece. I mean, I can just show you.
Give her a piece. Rub them on her. Rub them on her shoulder.
I could just get grab a few.
I don't need to feel them, but
show them.
No,
show
I just take a photo for her.
Wearing
a
last band pants.
So. Yeah, take her into your room. You don't have to pull your dick out just enough so it's like the pubic mound.
It's true. It's been nice.
What's going on.
It's not a mound. I mean, I shaved recently, so it's not a mound.
So you shaved those recently, but not your face? Or your hair? Any other part of your body?
Well, when I did shave my pubes like a month ago, I did shave my face.
A month ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 minutes growth. What are you talking about? He shaved between like 10 sentences just now.
Yeah, you missed
he
it.
He also showered a month ago.
Rob, show her your vulva in the other room. Come on. Your mom's pubis.
It's fucking swollen.
What right. about your happy trail? What do you do with your happy trail?
Let's see.
There's no happy trail.
There's no trail. It's an entire
trail of tears.
Yeah, it's an entire trail.
I got this a Tiny Tim song. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is called Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS This Year.
Oh, sure.
Well, I wrote this way before Ron Cutson, about 1980.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year, and he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer. The reindeer all look blue, they know what he's going through. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year, he won't be singing out ho 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 ho, but he'll be yelling out, no, 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 no. The nurses all look sad, 'cause Santa's got it bad. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
That was a Santa Claus saying, I won't be around this year. I'm sick, but I'll be back next year, next year.
12 months to wait, and then he'll soon be round again. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
That's a great national crowd.
Who do you, Tiny Tim, was so rich? I had no idea.
Yeah, right.
I'm depressed now.
Dark, dark.
He doesn't really have AIDS, Aaron.
I'm more depressed than I was.
He doesn't really exist.
What did Tiny Tim die from? He died from AIDS?
No, I think he had cancer. Let me see. Well, I think he was shot in the groin, like alfalfa.
He's actually the one that shot alfalfa. That's how he got his start.
Here goes. Come here.
Let's see.
He waits for alfalfa.
Oh, wow, I didn't know he died that long ago. 1996. He died. Let's see. Let's see here.
Maybe he's not dead.
No, he's dead. He had a heart attack on stage while performing.
Rushed
to the hospital where they tried to resuscitate him and failed.
Died doing what he loved.
Nobody wanted to give him mouth-to-mouth because he was fucking gross.
Because you're singing about AIDS.
You go. I did mouth-to-mouth the last time. The EMTs were arguing. They drew straws. It was too late by then. He was already dead.
What was it? Like, did he have like a condition or something? Or
fucking
was
retard.
He just Jewish?
He's a fucking retard. He's just Jewish.
Yes,
I don't think he was Jewish. I think
he had a case of the Jews. He had acute Judaism.
Did he have a sad case of the Jew face? Is the real question.
He had so many jujubes.
I'm very sorry. I've got bad news.
I think Tony's going to call him.
Hello! 801. Is this Zach Beats again? You're on the hotline. No, it's not Zach Beats. Who is this 801?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Name,
I was
please.
Wondering if I could... I don't know. I was wondering if I could call a request for the music break.
Well, why should we take your request if you won't tell us your name? With that?
Oh, you don't remember me? It's Eggers.
Okay. Look, dude. We can't remember area codes, you know? Like, we got a bunch of them. Got to introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, all right.
What would you like to request?
Some Sodom.
Sodom?
Is it
one
of the
Saddam?
Saddam.
Saddam.
I don't think I have any Sodom.
Not even
Sodom. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going
well,
to.
Never mind then.
But, maybe,
good talking to you guys.
Maybe I'll have it. Maybe I'll have it for the next show. What is some recommended Sodom listening?
He hung up on you. He was
angry. Oh, shit. He was over it. But, yeah, no, we wouldn't be able to do any requests anyway because the playlist is pretty much set for this week. It's Keith from grindingtheapparatus.net. Picked a bunch of tunesies.
Why don't we get to that?
Yeah.
By the way, Groban in the chat room is alerted to the fact that Run from Run DMC died.
No,
he didn't. He was...
No, the Rev from Avenged Seven.
No, he's trying to joke around.
That guy's still dead?
Yeah, he's still dead.
Awesome.
The Rev from Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, damn it. Just go with it.
Is there any way he could be more dead this week than last week? Is that possible?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's happy. Yeah, he's decayed.
Nice.
More. As every passing second, he's more dead. California.
I'm
like
sure
Long
the
Beach.
Do you think he could
visit any...
his grave?
And, like, spin on it?
Something.
Pee on it. Oh. We're going to have the guy from Good Charlotte beat the shit out of me.
Good Charlotte?
Which one? Which twin?
I don't know.
Benji or Joel?
Both. I don't know.
Why would they be...
How do you know their names?
I don't know. You worked in the radio.
Yeah.
That's his blanket excuse for everything.
It is.
He has all of the Trellis albums.
He goes home and checks them.
You like the pop punk, right?
Not like that, man. Come on, I just
couldn't. That's more pop
I stopped liking Rancid when they had a dude from Good Charlotte in their video.
Yeah.
That was when I decided I no longer like Rancid, so that's how I like Good Charlotte.
Yes, it is. It's true.
Rancid is Rancid.
There's certain things you do not cross.
By the way, Rev died of Judaism. I heard that was not that's true. Jesus. Women standing for
Oi! All right, let's get to our music break. And when we come back, we'll do the Dirty Pyramid too.
Yes,
we'll do
Can we
that.
Go over the rules during the break? Because I
yes.
need to be informed.
No, you need to watch an old episode of that show on YouTube so you know what's going on.
Well, I hope the songs are long.
That was the dating game. Just
what's the pyramid
sound? Music. That's why.
It sounds exactly the same. We're going
to
start off with Lie by Mistake, then some Animals as Leaders, then some Coprophago, something.
You know what that means?
It's all fake bands.
What does it mean?
Like fetishizing eating doo-doo, I think.
Coprophilia
means that.
Ooh. It's nice. They sound a lot like Meshuggah. I believe they're from France.
Okay.
So it should be interesting. Here you go, everyone. The special playlist picked by Grinding the Apparatus.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the metal injection live cast. Here it is.
Heyo, we are back on the air with the metal injection live cast. It's the first live cast of the new year. Second hour. And, it's time for everybody's favorite game show, The Dirty Pyramid, with your host, Jaren Delgado.
Thank you very much, and it's time for the third favorite game show on our lovely little metal injection live cast. You know the rules. You'll be given a category. You have to get your partner to say the seven things in that category, and as many, each one you get, you will get 1 point, whereas that's the most points as a man will be the winner of that round. Now, how are we pairing off? Looks like it's going to be Rob, and you're going to switch after one round anyway. You'll pick the opposite partner.
Oh,
it'll be Aaron and Rob for the first round, and it'll be Sid and Noah for the second round. And let me read off our categories.
Wait, but I thought we get scored as teams.
Well, I'm gonna add whoever has the most of the two team pairings, the most points, will go to the bonus round each time. Okay, and whoever scored the most points in the bonus round as a team of the two will win.
But what if the same person is part of both teams?
It doesn't matter. Whoever has the most of the team wins as a team.
Okay.
So you can actually help Noah out of the muck in her.
Hey!
Aww. She didn't smoke this time. Last time she smoked weed. That's
well,
why.
Well, let's see.
See, Darlene even says, is Noah high? If so, don't play with her. Darlene knows.
We'll smoke
in the chat room. I didn't smoke. I asked if I should during the break.
Yeah, we highly suggested
advice.
Not to do it. Maybe immediately after we can smoke.
Right
well,
here.
Here's the thing.
You have a joint roll?
No, it's my one hitter and my weed.
Oh.
My case.
We're going to find out now if it really was the week.
Oh.
Every time. Now
it's judgment.
Now we'll find out if I'm stupid.
Right. If you fail, yeah. If. I didn't say you are. You have to do well, though. Now, here are our categories. Okay. Who's going to go first, by the way?
We'll go first.
All right. You will.
Sure.
Here are your categories. Ladies' Night, Falling Stars, Sweating Bullets, The Munchies, Syndrome of a Down, or The Party's Over.
I don't know, which one do you want to do, Aaron?
You mean Munchies?
The Munchies. Well, this is one of the ones that Rob saw. So he's going to have to give.
Oh, okay.
All right, here you go. Now we need a clock.
I have a stopwatch.
You want me to take care of that? Because I don't trust you.
Wait, or should I do it?
Are you going to do it fairly?
No, Darren, you just do it.
Yeah.
45 seconds on the clock, please.
Oh, well, you'd have to go.
Wait till I say ready, go. Okay. These are things you eat when you're hot.
Okay, wait, hold on. How can we describe it? Like,
you're not allowed to say the word. You're not allowed to use rhyming. You're not allowed to say what letter it starts with, so on and so forth. Okay. Just a description of the thing.
Okay.
So whatever.
Stop waving that card around.
And even if it's not in relation, even if it's not in relation to, like, if I were to say bread and it was food items and you could describe it as money, it doesn't matter. You have to get her to say the word.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
These are things you eat when you're high. Things you eat when you're high. Ready? Go.
Wise. Utz.
Chips.
Correct.
You get it at a movie theater with cheese.
Nachos.
Correct.
You have to put it in an oven and you have to bake it. And then you put frosting on top of it.
Cake?
Correct.
And then the Italians claimed to invent it, but it really came from New York.
Pizza?
Correct.
You get it at a Mexican place with guacamole, usually. And it's rolled up for you, so you don't have to use a
burrito?
Fork.
Correct.
You get it at 7-Eleven. It's similar to something you would get at
a slushy? Hot dog?
No. Go back. It's a liquid thing. The 7-Eleven
time.
What is it? Oh, Slurpee. I said slushy. I'm retarded.
We got five.
I don't go to 7-Eleven. Last time I went there, it was a bad decision.
You got five. The ones you missed, obviously, was Slurpee, and the last one was ice cream. So now it's time for Sin and Noah to pick category. Do you remember what the categories are? Or you want to hear them again?
Do you want to pick the category? No, I'll let you pick. Ladies pick.
Ladies' Night. Falling Stars, Sweating Bullets, Syndrome of a Down, or The Party's Over?
Let's take Syndrome of a Down.
Syndrome of a Down. Guys, who's going to be giving, by the way?
I'll give the clues.
Sid will give the clues. Name these jobs for retarded people. Jobs for retarded people. 45 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go.
At the supermarket, at the checkout, when you've got all
Bad
your
boy.
Items.
Correct.
It's a fast food place that
McDonald's.
Is very popular. Yeah.
Correct.
You clean things at the restaurant after you eat
Bus
off
boy.
Them. No.
Dishwasher? Yeah,
correct.
If you're the grass outside your house, it gets a little too big.
Gardener.
Another word for it. It's the act of what they do.
I'll accept that. Correct.
Okay. You said this one before when we were discussing the restaurant employee.
Busboy?
Correct.
People have pets that sometimes need to be taken outside.
Dog walker?
Correct.
And sports groups that like the Giants or the Knicks or something.
Time.
Busboy. Damn it.
No.
Wow, you did good, Noah.
Noah's got, so you're in the lead. Sid and Noah are in the lead with 6-5.
Uh-oh.
The last one was team mascot.
Yeah, it's hard to describe without using the word team.
All right, now, you guys want to put the categories again?
Yes.
All right, The Party's Over, Sweating Bullets, Falling Stars, or Ladies' Nights?
I guess I will do The Party is Over, because that seems like one I'm not familiar with.
Well, no.
The
Party's Over, name these. These different ways to commit suicide. Ways to commit suicide. 45 seconds. Let me get that fixed first. Sorry, stupid touch screen. Ready? Go.
Taking too much drugs.
Overdose.
Correct.
Using a rope.
Hanging.
Correct.
When you jump into water.
Drowning.
Correct.
Okay.
You can pass.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Yes.
I'm going to pass on that one, too. How do you describe this? Okay. Use a knife.
Slitting your wrist.
Okay. Poisonous gas. Will you exhale, but not that?
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah, right. There you go. Okay. It's a weapon.
Knife.
No.
Gun, shooting yourself?
Correct.
Okay. Which one did I test? Oh, okay.
Time. No, that's it.
All right. We got six. We got six. All
right.
What was the other one?
Electrocution.
Because you stick a finger in the sock.
Oh, right. Okay.
All
yeah,
right,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that's okay. You did well. You got 11. The score is now 11 to 6. And if you get all seven now, you will maintain your lead.
Fail.
Even if we get six, you'd maintain our lead, right?
Right, but I mean, you're guaranteed to win if you answer all your questions correctly.
All right. Read the categories.
The Munchies. Oh, we did that.
Oh, no, we did
that. Sweating Bullets, Falling Stars, or Ladies' Nights?
Let's do Sweating Bullets because that's a Megadeth song.
Okay.
Like Megadeth, right?
Who is it going to be?
I'm
giving
a
suggestion.
Sweating Bullets, name these things associated with Dave Mustaine. with Dave Mustaine. Ready?
It's
go.
Terrible.
A pig does this. You do this a lot when Rob leaves the window open.
Squeal?
What's another word?
Oink?
Okay, I'll pass. when you go to the strip club, your girlfriend won't like it because she's... when there are a lot of pretty girls around the guy,
jealous?
Yeah,
correct.
Spots that people might have on their face,
freckles,
correct.
Okay, things that you do to make yourself feel better. Rob does this a lot.
Drugs,
right?
Okay. Religious freaks like him. He's their idol.
Born again.
No, but
Christian.
Correct.
Who's
correct. Close enough.
Okay. When your voice. Goes
time.
Yep,
sorry, I missed it. I gave you an extra like 2 seconds. I don't think I think you got four, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Woo!
See,
yeah.
I'm back.
Coming back. The ones you missed, whining was the first one. Nasal voice and ginger hair. All right. They must stay in. Well known. All right. Falling Stars or Ladies' Night?
No, I'm gonna. Okay.
Well, I mean, you have to answer them, so I guess you get to pick.
Well, all right.
Yeah, Ladies' Night. All right, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ladies' Night.
Yeah.
Okay. Name these medical afflictions that women get. Medical affliction of women. Ready? Go.
Okay. It happens once a month.
Period.
No.
Menstruation. PMS.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. It's like a way to describe what bread is made out of, but in your
yeast infection.
Right. You get this in your midlife. What happens? It's like
menopause.
Yes. When you lose your baby, when you're pregnant.
Abortion.
No.
Fuck! I don't know what the word is. Drawing a blank.
It's like when you.
Can you pass?
All right, let's pass. All right, when you think you're more than one type of.
Transgendered, transsexual, bisexual.
That was multiple personality disorder.
What? Yeah.
The other one.
Women get.
Yes, the other one was miscarriage.
Miscarriage was the worst.
Oh God!
You didn't get.
How many of those have you had? Come on. No, that's not right.
Cellulite and cramps. Those are the others. All right.
How many did we get?
You got three, and your total.
Really?
Yeah, your total is 13. Their total right now is 15. So it's all coming down to, they only have to get
We didn't get the cramps? I could
have
got cramps. Wait,
we have 15 or they have?
You have 15 because you went once over.
That's true. All right. So we have to get three.
And the last one.
You're losing.
This is Falling Stars.
Sorry.
Famous people who died in 2009.
Oh,
ready. Go.
Thriller.
Michael Jackson.
Correct.
She was on Charlie's Angels.
Farrah Fawcett.
Right.
He was Johnny Carson's sidekick.
Pass it.
I did an impression of him on the podcast many times.
Patrick Swayze.
She was a terrible actress. She died very recently.
Brittany Murphy.
Correct.
He was in that group Crazy Town, right? I don't know.
Next.
She was on Golden Girls.
One.
All of them.
The Arthur.
He's in Hey-O on the Carson Show. He
Next.
Was heavy set. He did the Publishers Clearing House sweepstakes.
Oh,
Irish name.
Is that time yet?
No.
This guy, it's four letters.
Time.
Yeah. Right, been like, hey, he used to be married to Nicole Richie.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
No. All right, so the ones you didn't get, DJ AM.
You lost.
And Ed McMahon.
Way to go, Eric.
Are you going to get another chance, though, when you go into the
right.
When you switch partners?
Oh, okay.
All right. So, Sid and Noah are going to be going. Noah finally won something on a game show.
Yay!
Right.
Thank you, Sid.
Now, Sid, and who's going to be giving the clues here, and who's going to be receiving?
Wait, so Sid and I are not on the team anymore?
You are now. For now, you have to do the bonus rounds.
Yeah, I think we've done better with me giving the clues.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
all
right.
Okay, what's going to happen here is you're going to be given a category, and you're going to name things in that category. And you have to guess what the category is. Okay? So if I were to say living room, kitchen, bathroom, you'd say, oh, that's rooms in the house.
Okay.
Or if I were to say, like, oh, you sharpen me, and I write, and I have an eraser on top of me, what would you say? That's things a pencil would say.
Oh, things a pencil would say. Okay.
Or gotcha. Because she's a cunt, because she cheated on me. Why you kill your wife? Okay, that was in the last pyramid.
That's
okay.
Really difficult. Okay.
So how many categories are going to be on here?
Six.
Okay.
And you're going to get 100 points for each category. Okay? I got to reset the clock.
Why is it raining suddenly?
I don't know.
It's the applause from our rainy studio audience.
Wait,
so 45 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
You got it?
Yeah.
No, this should be a minute.
A minute? Okay. Right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Go.
Debbie Does Dallas, Deep Throat, New Wave Hookers.
Pornos that
Correct.
You would watch. Okay.
Cock, schlong.
Parts on a man.
Cock, schlong, dong, Johnson.
It's a penis?
Wiener.
Correct.
They cheated on me. Personalities. We just didn't get along anymore. Didn't love them anymore.
Reasons why you would break up.
Correct.
With a girl.
Yeah.
I love it when you turn me on and put me inside of your vagina. I don't like being in your sock drawer.
Dildos. Things a dildo would say.
Not exactly. No.
Okay.
I love when I have batteries in me.
Things a vibrator would say.
Correct.
Lollipop, penis, thumb.
Things you would suck.
Correct.
Rob's breath, boat rides.
Stuff that kills people.
Not quite.
Never killed
something that makes you nauseous.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow.
100 points.
With 6 seconds to spare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Very impressed. I think it was the weed. Noah's apparently very smart. All right. Let's. Who's switching to what team?
I think I'm not going to smoke weed anymore, guys.
Ever?
Yeah, I think I'll be really smart. And.
What are the partners?
No! One, two dudes versus chicks now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you our categories for round two. We have liquid assets, doo-doo child, geek to geek, shofar so good, sit down, you're barocking the boats.
Which one do you want?
And there's one missing. I think we have a problem.
First?
We're going to have a problem because I deleted one of the characters.
Oh, no!
Can you undo it? I'll make one up. How about that? Okay. If it matters at the end. We'll...
Okay.
All right. So what are you picking?
Can we get the categories again?
Yeah. Liquid assets.
Oh, wait. The ladies go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies go first.
Liquid assets. Doo-doo child. Okay. Geek to geek. So far, so good. And sit down. You're barocking the boats.
All right. Let's do geek to geek.
All right. Geek to geek. Name these nerd activities or pastimes. Nerd activities or pastimes. Who's giving?
Okay. I think you should give.
Okay. I'll receive. Yep.
All right.
Ooh. Ready for the clock?
Yeah.
Ready.
Go.
Wait. Oh, stop.
Sorry.
I went on ready instead of ready. Let's do it again.
Ready?
Yes.
Go.
It's a computer game that nerds play.
Wow. No.
Yeah, that's correct.
World of Warcraft.
Okay, sorry. George Lucas. Sorry. Event. It's an event that all the nerds who follow him gather in.
Star Wars convention?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a type of math that you learn in college usually.
Calculus?
Correct.
Yep. It's a Japanese type of...
anime?
Yep.
Correct.
You eat chicken thighs in there, and you get all dressed up, and you have a lei and all that stuff, and flowers in your hair.
What?
They're jousting. They're jousting.
Medieval times?
Okay.
Pass.
I'll pass that one because I don't know. It's another game, but they are basilisk animals.
Basilisk?
That shoot fire, and you caves and fire. Okay.
Time.
You what is
one,
it?
Two, that was Dungeons and Dragons. And then you didn't get Monty Python.
Oh.
Or Rex.
I skipped that one. I skipped that one.
You said Medieval Times. You were very close, but you needed a more general term. Of
yeah. Well, which one did you skip?
Monty Python.
Because I couldn't think of anything.
All right, so that's four you got. So well, that's
wait, so how many were there? There were six, yeah. Right?
You got four.
So I just missed Monty Python and...
Well, you missed Renaissance.
Oh, there's seven.
Okay, okay. Renaissance.
You missed three. All right, so
gotcha.
I figured out what we're going to do. I'll use one from the old pyramid that you didn't play, and that'll be the last one.
Okay, so, and I'll give the clues?
Huh?
Okay, nothing.
All right. Yeah, you'll give the clues because she wasn't on that show, and you were. All right, now we got, this is for Sid and Rob, we got Doo-Doo Child, Liquid Assets, So Far So Good, or Sit Down, You're Barocking the Boats.
Which one do you think, Rob? I'm thinking either Doo-Doo or Shofar.
Let's do the Shofar.
Okay.
Shofar, so good. Who is it going to be?
Who should...
I'll read the clues.
All right. Sid's reading the clues. Name these things associated with Orthodox Jews. Things associated with Orthodox Jews. Ready?
Go.
It's a large thing you wear on your head.
A hat. Correct.
It's when a brother and a sister have sex with each other.
Incest.
Another word for it. When they have, they procreate.
What?
When your parents were related, you are. All right, skip that. Another word for retard, the proper word for retard.
Moron?
This is not a joke, come on.
Pass.
Oh my God, this is where they go to pray.
Synagogue.
Correct.
All right, this is when they don't shave, it grows long.
Beard.
Correct.
All right, this is their holy book.
the Quran?
No.
The Torah?
Correct.
Man, it's so pissed. This is, you know, Saturday they refer to as.
Shabbos.
Correct.
All right.
Time. You got five.
We got more. We got more than they did.
You got five.
What was the... Oh, inbreeding.
Down syndrome. Another thing that's retarded.
Which we just said like a minute ago.
Sid, you're very competitive.
He always wins. He wants to keep winning.
Yeah.
All right. For the ladies now. We have liquid assets.
You could have broken it down. You could have said the opposite of up.
Okay.
Wouldn't have that have worked? That would have given me a hint.
I could have just also said the proper term for retarded.
All right. Settle down.
What I did say.
We're all friends.
Well, I didn't pick up on that, so you could have helped.
Maybe I should have just been like, what's your proper term, Rob?
Suddenly you want me on your team, right?
Then I would say a sexy celebrity. That's the proper term for me. Anyway.
Put the game up,
anyway.
All right. We got now
what's
we have
Kelsey Grin doing here.
we have Doodoo Chow. Sit down, you're Barack in the boat, and geek. No, we did geek to geek. Liquid assets.
I think Doodoo Child.
Doodoo Child. Name these things related to bowel movements.
Oh.
Things related to bowel movements. Let me turn the music off for one second.
Please.
And ready? Got the clock?
Rob.
Hello.
Wait, things related to bowel movements?
Bowel movements. Shit.
Perfect.
Shitting.
This is perfect timing for me.
Clock ready?
Show.
Yes. Go.
Okay. It's on the cob.
Corn?
Yes.
Correct.
You use it to wipe your ass.
Butt wipes? Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Correct.
It's shit, but it comes out really...
Diarrhea.
Late. Yeah.
Correct.
What is a characteristic of shit?
Soft, smelly?
Yeah.
Right.
Soft.
What happens on your underwear when you don't wipe enough?
Shit stain?
Keep going.
More specific.
I don't know. Next.
Okay. How you feel once a month when you have your period?
Bloated.
When your stomach hurts?
Constipated.
No. your stomach's like hurting and your period
muscle
blood
cramp?
Is coming.
Correct.
All right, when you can't take a shit.
Constipated.
Okay, right. Back to the other one. Shit on your underwear.
Scat stains? What? Shit stains? Blood stains.
Jesus Christ.
The first word. Am I allowed to do that?
Time. Yeah, you can break it down. All
right.
Oh.
Skid marks.
Skid marks.
Skid marks.
The only one you didn't get, you got six. And your score is now 10, and the guys have 5. So it's 10 to 5.
We can do this.
All right. Let's see. What's left here? We have.
I want to beat Sid. Just because. Serious.
Only two people here that like punk, and you're unity.
Yeah.
Liquid ass. You both
are punk, too.
You should bond.
No. Punks don't bond.
Liquid assets, and sit down. You're Barack in the boat.
What do you want to do, Sid?
Let's do the Barack in the boat.
Oh, God.
Okay. Name these things that crazy Republicans believe that Obama is.
Okay.
Things
okay.
That crazy Republicans that. Believe that Obama is. Where's
the
clock?
The clock.
Sorry, we're getting the clock.
I keep forgetting about this clock.
All right,
when you say go, Darren.
Ready? Go!
It's a Middle Eastern religion.
He's a Muslim.
Correct.
Another term for a communist. But not.
Socialist.
Correct.
Adolf Hitler.
Nazi.
Correct.
Continent.
African.
Correct.
Another word for socialist.
Communist?
Correct.
Not straight.
Gay.
Correct.
9/11.
Terrorist?
Correct.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
In less than half the time.
The score
wow.
is now 12 to 10.
Uh-oh.
I like that I used communist for socialist.
Socialist for communist.
Well, you didn't know.
Very clever.
Now, we are up to the ladies once again. And
we can't do that one, right?
Yeah, you know what? You have to go again first, and they're going to go last. So you got to go twice in a row. All
right.
This is liquid assets.
All right.
Who's giving here? All right, Sid is, apparently.
All right.
Name these. Are you ready with the
wait,
clock?
Wait, no, we have to reset the clock.
Do you need a piece of paper to write down the others?
Yeah, I'll do it while you're doing this.
Okay. So when you say go?
Okay. Things a crackhead sells for drugs.
Wait. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to stop. Sorry, I thought you were reading the question. Sorry.
Things a crackhead sells for drug money.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
It's that thing.
Television.
Right. It's underneath. It's
hey,
the,
that's not
the,
fair.
The,
I don't think it's fair.
It's
to
it's
say
not
that.
The thing with the clock on it. It's the thing underneath it.
DVD player.
We have one in the kitchen, but I
microwave.
Never use it. No.
Oven.
My grandpa, I think, donated it. Toaster.
Yeah. Toaster.
Right. It's not that, but it's if one of those, like, with a stand.
A lamp?
Correct. It's under our Wii.
Xbox.
You said it before, it's also in our kitchen.
Microwave.
Correct.
It's what poop comes out of.
My ass.
Correct.
Oh,
wow.
I have to disagree.
We can't win now, so what's
no,
the point?
Because if you, listen, on the pyramid, like if the word is I, they always go, what's this thing?
Oh, they do?
Right?
Okay,
they point,
fine.
You're as long as he says it, you're allowed to do it.
Okay.
I don't think it was fair to the listeners, though.
Listen,
they
gotta, Rob got it right.
They got to win.
You want to take that call while I do this? Just
all right. 813 has been on the line for a while. We're going to take a quick break. 813, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What have you been waiting to tell us?
Hello?
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Aaron.
All
right. I'm that KW guy in the chat room that Rob's been telling to hold on.
Oh, what's up? Why don't you tell everyone what your deal is?
Oh, no, I just was actually kind of a newbie, and I've been listening to you guys since, like, the cattle decapitation thing you guys did a while back, the death or no death. I just wanted to
right.
actually ask you guys, like, a couple questions, if that was cool.
Sure. Sure, we'll take a little break from our Dirty Pyramid 2 to answer some of your questions.
Well, like,
go ahead, go.
I've only been to one concert. And that was Mayhem Fest, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go to a Black Dahlia concert, but it's at a really small venue.
That's
so,
great,
like,
though.
What do I expect?
You will expect to have your mind blown by some amazing music.
It'll be very hot and sweaty.
Yeah, don't wear too many layers. Where do you live?
I live in Florida.
Oh, okay, so, I mean, you wouldn't be wearing too many layers anyway. But,
yeah.
No, I mean, seeing Black Dahlia in a small venue is the way to go. They're a great band. It's really high energy and entertaining.
If you wear glasses, yeah. Make sure that you put your contacts.
Oh, yeah, I do wear glasses. I'm like 5'7 and 110 pounds. I'm going to get killed.
Well, I mean, another thing you should do is probably stay a little closer to the back.
Yeah.
Don't stay towards the front.
Well, I was front at Mayhem Fest for Joffre Cowboy, All That Remains, Trivium, Black Dahlia, Corpse, and Slayer. And I was fine. So that's why it's a smaller venue, so I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to see what the crowd is like during some of the opening bands to decide
yeah.
where you want to stand. Feel it out.
Whatever, just have a good time.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I mean, you're not going to die. If it gets a little too crazy, you could always just, like, you know,
go
move
back.
To the back later, yeah.
Are you like a smallish guy? Or
I said he's 5'7". How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Noah.
Oh, gosh.
He's way too
I'm surprised
old.
You guys didn't say Nina.
Yeah, Nina. No.
She has not
tonight. We haven't mentioned her. So how long, so you've been listening for a while. Are you a visitor to the site or are you just
No, yeah, I go on the site every once in a while. I went on the site when you guys talked about the Rev dying and I thought something was gonna be said on the last livecast and all I heard was like just like trashing. I thought you guys actually felt bad from the website.
Are you a fan of Avenged Sevenfold?
Well, I mean, I used to listen to them before I got into heavier stuff. Like, I haven't really been into, like, death or thrash for a long time. Like, I listened to, like, Metallica and Slayer for a while and, like, Slipknot and stuff like
That's
that.
Thrash.
But just lately, I've gotten a whole bunch of, like, Corpse, Obituary, Municipal Waste is amazing. Like, I've gotten, like, Joffre Cowboy, Whitechapel, like, even got, like, a
cool.
Death Clock album that I love. So I'm, like, brand new to all, like, this extreme stuff. That's what, that was my
right,
other question.
But...
Just, like, anything you guys, like, recommend...
The Jonas Brothers are pretty popular.
No.
So why were you, like, so into his death then, if you didn't really care about the band?
Wait, what? I could barely hear that.
Like, why were you so, like, looking for info on his death if you didn't really care about Avenged Sevenfold?
I mean, in the news section, I mean, I was very unbiased with my reporting.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he was, like, on the website, everything was fine, and then... On the actual, like, full,
well, we're just
like,
kidding.
Once you got
yeah.
on the live cast, it was like, oh, I knew you guys were just kidding,
yeah,
but I thought it was like, wow. And then, like, all the Dimebag comments, I thought it was really funny.
Oh, well, I'm glad you thought it was funny.
No, talking about Dimebag is not funny.
Talking about Dimebag is not funny.
Yes,
not
Dimebag
cool.
is still dead.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
But it's true.
Let me
tell you something, buddy. Did you say your name is Zach?
No.
No.
I'm
not stoned. What's your name again?
Aaron.
That's right, Aaron. Not to be confused with Aaron,
yeah,
also on the train.
Yeah.
But
since
you like music, I would like to give you
a little
CD. How do you feel about that?
Oh, thank you. I am be very happy to get more music.
Well,
no, not the Shadows Fall CD.
we have the new Municipal Waste CD, Massive Aggressive.
Didn't you just give one of those away?
They never claimed it, so it's
no.
available.
Oh,
it's
I would
earlier in the
definitely
show.
Want that. I,
hey,
I haven't gotten a new CD.
Sorry. We did give it earlier in the show. a previous. Zach Beats wanted it, right?
Yes.
I think. All right, sorry about
priority
that.
Priority over everybody.
The Boy Will Drown. I don't even know what. The Boy Will Drown. It's a band on E-Rate. Nightwish, the new Nightwish City, you probably don't want that.
You don't want
that already.
Redemption, no. You don't want that. I don't know what to call it. Through the Eyes of the Dead, have you heard of them?
I've heard of the band. I actually don't have any of their music, though.
I have their latest CD, Malice. I think you might enjoy that one.
Want
or
that.
The Best of Suffocation, which
take
I think you
one.
Might enjoy.
Take that one.
Have you gotten into Suffocation yet?
Actually, no. I guess
you
I'm just like...
Suffocation.
That's a good entry point.
Death metal legends, these guys. So,
Suffocation.
So we've decided for you.
Yeah, we're gonna.
You're gonna get the Best of Suffocation. And are you a Metal Injection junkie? Are you registered?
You didn't say that one there. That's the second one on the.
The
top.
Dragon Force.
No, the next one down.
No, that's all I said.
Oh,
okay.
The second.
But yeah.
No, I'd rather not have Studio Force. Thank you.
Oh no, he's insulting Dragon Force.
But
I won't say that.
What is your junkie username?
It's VKW619, just like in the chat room.
Okay, cool. So send a private message to Metal Injection username, with your full name and address, and I will mail this Best of Suffocation CD to you, and your mind will be blown.
Thanks.
All right? All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Also, before I...
All right, now we should get back.
Yeah, let's finish up the game really quick before we get to any more callers.
Okay, here's my issue. I don't think we can win. Why? Because I have 3 points.
Yeah,
why? No,
yeah.
There's like no way. First one.
So you want to just skip the category?
Well, how's that possible?
Well, just do it anyway. Just
because
fun.
They have more than 7 ahead of you.
Yeah, and there's only.
We
there's
rule
only
so
seven
hard.
Questions.
We rule so hard. They have 19 and you have 10. And you need to get 9, but there's only 7 questions.
We have 19?
13 minutes left to the show, so we might as well just skip ahead.
Yeah, we can do it on the extra time. So
I guess I'm the weak link.
Is there another round or something? Or is it over?
Yeah, no, there's the bonus round.
Oh, shit.
You do it wrong.
I hope you fail.
What's the...
Fail!
What's, what, either way. So.
What's the game
no.
here?
Damn it.
Either
no.
way, Sid wins.
Yeah,
that sucks.
I know. Wait.
It's the same thing.
Burn the card.
What takes it to purpose so Sid 1 wins automatically?
Why? Not that. That's the only way you can lose is if you play against yourself.
Right.
This is the same thing Sid Miller did before in the bonus round.
Oh, okay.
All right? We know when you got the clock ready. Anybody who's doing that?
Rob's got the clock.
Wait, I have the wrong clock. Hold on.
Showing him the time. Right. Okay. 1 minute, please. 1 second. No, 1 minute. I need 1 minute, not 1 second.
Okay.
All right.
When you say go, I'm going to start the clock.
Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Go.
Ow, my foot! Oh, why did I hit that thing?
You say when you hurt yourself?
Specifically.
Something you say when you stub your toe?
Correct.
Spare me change. Homeless people say something. Homeless people say something. Bums say.
Okay.
I'm so depressed. I'm going to listen to Dashboard Confessional. Emo kids say.
Oh,
I didn't hear what you said.
Something emo kids say.
I can't afford to have a child right now. I don't even love this guy. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get rid of this thing.
Some people say we're gonna have an abortion.
Thanks.
Ladies, hot ladies, Pamela Anderson, boobs, ass.
Things guys jerk off to.
Attractive women. I'll pass.
Things the guys get turned on by.
No.
What? My head. My
one minute.
My pelvic area.
Time.
Let me try before you say what it is. Let me see if I can get Sid to get those two. I was going to go a different route. Those were good, what he said, Pamela Anderson. Your grandchild sitting on your lap. Having to pee in the morning.
That makes you horny.
Having to pee in the morning after a long sleep.
No idea.
Things that give you an orgasm?
Things that cause an erection.
Oh. Your grandchild sitting on your lap.
Yeah,
it happened to that politician.
Yeah, that's a known thing. Like you spring a boner just from someone sitting
there. Oh, okay. But why does it have to be your grandchild?
Because it's like a cliche thing. I thought that was.
I don't have any grandchildren.
You know
what's funny? You know what's funny? He said that.
He's like, what happens when a grandchild sits on your lap? And then he made these eyes like, you know.
Well, that's like, how Dick Clark does
you
it.
You know.
So I was trying to be a good host. It's like a comedy trope, you know, like it's an old, like a,
fair enough.
Like a, whatever. The other one is things that grow hair. Things that grow hair on
okay.
them. All right.
What did you all say right. for that? Anything?
My head, my pelvic
he never
area.
He really got into it.
Yeah. Well, we ran out of time.
All right, that was you guys did a good job. And Sid wins again. Yeah.
What's the point of the bonus round if you
just make
ready?
Me feel more superior?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's
you know what?
Sid.
You didn't win anything.
Sid, you win a brand new Shadow of Fall.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
Actually, by the rules of the pyramid, the old TV show, Sid and Noah are the champions. Of
wow.
Play, because they scored more on the bonus round. So Sid and Noah are our winners.
Way to bring me down, Aaron.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you for bringing him down, Aaron. That's the only thing. All right, I guess that was the game. That was a fun little
Thanks,
game.
Thanks, Aaron. That was very
That was
very
good. Great. That was good. And we have a caller. Well, oh.
Oh, sorry. A little late.
No, let's talk to you. 480, you're on the line. Post pyramid.
Hi.
Is this Nina?
Hi, Nina.
Yeah.
Oh, we were
Hi.
Speak of the devil. How are you?
Little
Nina,
devil.
Are you a devil?
I'm okay. I just called to thank you for my CD.
So you got it?
Yeah.
What did you get again?
She got
Devil
Driver,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
How many times have you listened to it?
I don't know. Like, I've listened to it a lot, and sometimes I've, like, sleep with it on, so a lot.
So you love it?
It's a good CD. Yeah, I do. It's really good. My mom was all bitching about it. She was like, why did they send you this? And I was like, just because I called. And then she was like, do they know? I don't know. But she was like, do they know that you're underage? And I was like, see.
Yeah, we didn't send you one.
Yeah, right?
No, but she does that because of the, like, parental advisory little box thing in the corner.
By the way, one of our chat room participants wants to call in and talk to Nina on three-way.
Let's do it. 646-929-1357. It's our buddy Aaron from a few minutes ago. Who's
also
15. Nina, I think he likes you because he mentioned you earlier. We were trying to hook him up with Noah.
Hey.
But he instead wanted to hook up with you, Nina.
This is like MySpace.
Aaron, come on. Don't be a pussy. Give us a call. 646-929-1357.
I think he's too young for her. She's 16.
Oh, you're 16, Nina? Oh, that's right. You just turned 16, right?
Do you like younger men?
I think she likes 20-year-olds.
No, I'm into, like, older guys. I'm not that old, just, like, a year older. So that's it.
What's, like, your type? What's your type?
I don't really know anymore, to be honest. It used to be Mexican metalhead. And then, I don't know anymore.
We're just setting the mood for Aaron to call. Yeah.
I got the bit more.
Oh, just like you guys set the mood with what's his face, Colin.
Colin, that's right. Yeah, he was into it.
Yeah.
But
he was so into it. He was too scared.
She shouldn't be with no actor dark. She's a little young woman. Not a
really, you should just like play a Barney song.
Yeah. Right?
I love you.
Nina, I hope you haven't done any drugs since we've last talked. That was very upsetting.
What?
I hope you haven't done any drugs.
Oh, no. I haven't.
Good. be a good job.
8.3, you're on the line with Mina.
Thanks for making me call back, guys.
All right. It's time for a love connection.
A minor love connection.
I actually, a couple things. One, I do have a Slipknot backpack, Darlene, but I don't use it anymore because I ripped it for the her in the chat room. And two, I turned in like a month.
Okay, so you guys are like the same age. What year were you born in?
I was born in 94.
Jesus. Oh my God! I was on the internet in
1994. Go to hell.
Internet. I was in like third year of college.
Darren was balding by that.
Yes, I was. I was.
So was I
went,
from.
But I went bald really early though. I was like 19.
Nina, were you also born in 94?
No, I was born in 93.
But like in December, right?
November.
Never. Oh, so it's only like 3 months. You guys are perfect for each other. What are your signs? Are they compatible signs?
I don't
November,
even know.
Like
Aaron, if you could take Nina on a date, where would you take her?
Would you take her to that Black Dahlia show?
Probably.
Protect her in the pit?
I would probably like push her in and just watch, because I mean...
Oh,
that's not very romantic.
That's how he flirts with
he
girls.
Plays dirty. Yeah, he plays hard to get.
I'd be too busy, like, banging my fist to Trevor to pay attention, so.
Oh,
I'd probably
so
be watching the show.
So, Nina, are you into this guy? Are you into this guy? Are you into this guy?
I don't know. I
used to be like the biggest maggot ever, so if that's any plus, I can give you like all the Slipknot crap I own.
Well,
there you go.
I'm more into Avenged Sevenfold.
You are into Avenged Sevenfold?
They're my favorite band, and then like when the Rev died, I was all bummed out.
I felt bad about the Rev, and I didn't trash him like some other people that I've been listening to lately.
Well, Sid was.
Hey, that's another comment. A hatred for Sid.
Wait, too many people talking. We heard you, Sid. What did you say, Aaron?
I said that's one thing that me and her both have in common, our hatred for Sid.
I don't hate Sid. Yeah. I don't hate, quote, Sid. I just think that Sid's kind of a douchebag.
A douchebag? So I'm not even an asshole. I'm a
I think he's the new Colin. I think Aaron's the new Colin. Don't you think?
What?
Are you calling him a retard?
No. I'm not saying
Wait. Everybody stop. Hold on. I'm going to be peacemaker.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that about Sid.
Yes, I feel that you can reconcile this if you just put your mind to it. Okay, sing with me. Ready? You both hate Sid. We both hate Sid. Sid is a huge douchebag.
I inhale the next kind of singing.
It's so romantic. Are you guys like
that song better than any Avenged Sevenfold song?
That's
song
true.
Just wrote
Shut up,
and the person.
It sounded like Afterlife, like redone.
Just.
Yeah, I was about to say same drum music accompanying.
See, you're just jealous.
Oh. I'm staying out of this one.
Yeah. I wish I were dead like guy.
The Rev was amazing.
The Rev was the only thing I like about the Rev is that he could sing and play at the exact same time and actually be good at it.
Call yourself the Rev, you're a douchebag.
The only thing that I like about the Rev is that he's dead.
Yeah, no, what's up?
Oh. No, I thought you were the nice one.
I am, but I like good music too. So.
Well, okay, so what's up?
Noah,
and not to be like defensive. Okay, go.
Me and my cousin might go see Slayer and Megadeth at the end of the month, maybe.
That's good. A good show. You should definitely go to that.
Good.
Yeah, because we're starting at.
Anyway, we only have We only have 60 seconds, so we're going to have to let you two lovebirds go. You should reconnect in the chat room. Trade your instant message.
Kind of
no,
don't. Someone else.
The guy might be serial murderer. The guy could be 40.
What are you talking about? His voice is...
Yeah, I totally sound like I'm 40, don't I?
The kid that he kidnapped speaking for him. And he's
writing if they want to do that, let them. We're not going to be matchmakers and hook some teenage girl up so she goes across state lines. With
yeah,
guys.
They're really going to do
he's
it.
A coach by
anyway, I don't feel like going to jail, all right? You do that.
Thanks for calling in, Aaron and Nina. If anything, I feel Nina would corrupt Aaron. And
yeah, exactly.
What?
How do you know Nina's not 40?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Nina's a bad influence. She's done drugs. She has a backpack.
Fair enough. I agree with that, too. More reason not to hook them up.
Yeah, you don't know what the kind of stuff goes on.
More reason not to incite them into...
You want to protect the kid who thinks I'm a douchebag.
Anyway, by the way, we won't be here next week.
There's going to be a mixtape of a bunch of cool stuff that happened in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with, I believe, the award show. If we can get our shit together.
If not that, then the next week.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of blackout periods this week when I'm in Vegas. So.
It's going to be like The Hangover, but with more meth.
I'll be meeting you guys in California after you diseased yourself with prostitutes.
And gambling.
Liquid.
Are we going to go to strip clubs? Should
I'll
we go?
Go? Sure.
We got to dress nice for those.
Bring nice clothes, then.
You need to bring shoes.
I brought
one, sneakers.
I brought one set of nice clothes. And that's it.
Rob, do you have a suit?
No.
Sid does not have a suit, actually.
I don't have a suit.
Do you have a sweatsuit?
I needed to borrow a suit on the fly because we were here.
And you asked Sid?
A shoot. No, because he was here.
A suit for a shoot?
Yes. Oh, shoot. And he didn't have one.
Nope.
Oh, no, you needed it. You needed to wear it.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. You didn't have one.
Why is this sexy, what we're talking about?
Suits are sexy. I think because of the
strip club conversation. It is a deuce, according to our 15-year-old listeners. It is a deuce.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Although Sid is turning into a not douche.
Why
that? Doesn't even make any sense.
Why?
He's a lovebird now.
Well, how is he different now that he has a girlfriend?
I still hate bad bands. I just don't say fucked up things to know.
He's
yeah.
the same exact person.
Which, and that doesn't, like, it doesn't bother me now. Cause he doesn't
so it's completely
about
you.
Me and berate me. Yeah. But, you know, like...
It's a completely selfish thing for me. That's fine.
No, not even. You're
but it's just how
I'm
I act
trying to
you.
Give you a compliment.
No, but I'm just saying...
I don't like it. I don't like this new Sid. I like the old Sid that hated the world and everyone in it.
Well, now I hate everyone except one person.
Not the same. It's not the same.
Well, that reminds me, by the way, I won't say what it was about, but it was a huge fight after we went off the air last week. And the person who was involved, I'm not allowed to say anything about, so I won't, but it was hilarious. It was probably like...
The two people involved really think it was hilarious.
I know. That's why I'm not...
This is where men did.
That's why, out of respect to those two people, I'm not saying any
details.
That's right.
That's right. Don't say any details, Darren, because you know what you said last week.
No, it wasn't Darren.
That's true.
Yeah, Aaron.
But I will say it might have been probably 15 of the finest minutes of radio that we've done.
Of the most awkward minutes of radio that we haven't released.
You guys both are so uncomfortable.
So I believe we saved that footage, but we won't be airing it until maybe some years in the future.
A few years.
When one of the two people get really famous, we could use it to, bribe them.
Right.
Yeah, bribe us.
We're gonna release this.
Blackmail?
Blackmail. That's right. That's the word on it.
Down syndrome?
No, that's not the word I meant. Anyway, that's our show. We're done. We're going to Vegas in a few hours, in fact.
Let's just keep doing this until we have to leave. Until we call the case.
Want to do a marathon?
Eight more hours.
And that will be like next week's show and the week after.
Yeah, we don't have to do a show for a few weeks. Yeah.
How about you just don't go? We'll just stay here and just keep doing the live cast on and on.
Just bring the equipment when you come to LA, no?
No.
Bring it and bring the giant TV monitor.
I don't understand why we don't just have it shipped, though.
It's expensive.
How much?
I don't know. And it could break.
Well, Darren's going to make a lot of money in Vegas. Maybe you can...
Plus, also, the ultimate deciding factor was we didn't know what our internet connection would be like in Vegas. So.
Do we know now?
No, I mean, we don't know until we get there.
Okay.
Like, hotels are very interested in this. Yeah.
We'll do it in a Starbucks. They have internet.
They won't
have
those
in Vegas.
What?
They have those in Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know if Starbucks really has that kind of market saturation yet.
I bet they have the sexiest Starbucks. Like, it's like all glittery and giant looking.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a New York hotel. That's
it's
like,
called New York, New York.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to go there and go to, like, fake Times Square and see the fake prostitutes.
Wait. If it's really that accurate, maybe there's a metal injection studio in the hotel that we could do.
Yeah.
Oh! It's probably miniature,
right?
Though.
Well, it's the city. We do the studios are in Brooklyn.
No.
It's not Brooklyn.
Is that a Brooklyn,
anymore.
Brooklyn hotel?
No, that's probably in the wrong part of the neighborhood.
You know, the real Times Square doesn't really have hookers anymore.
You just gotta know where it was.
Pretty much Disney-fied.
There is there are gentlemen's clubs though. There's like two.
There's Lace.
That's like the classy one, but then on like
Private Eyes.
But yeah, like on like Eighth. On Eighth, there's like a very seedy looking one.
Well, on Eighth, that's where all the hookers got like kind of shuttled over to. Like, they're not allowed in the real Times Square.
Yeah.
Do you know that in Long Island there's a strip club called Shady Al's?
No.
I've always wanted to go there and see what goes on.
What part of Long Island is it in?
In Smithtown.
If you're ever in Smithtown looking for a good time, hit a Shady Al's.
And if you see a skinny girl standing outside, it's Noah debating whether she's
yeah.
Just walk up
back
to
and
hey.
Forth. Kind of looking through the window.
I don't know. I've always said that I'm
Balls.
A big fan of strip clubs, but I'll go with you just because I know Sid really wants to go.
I don't anymore. Now I'm like sort of like whatever about
it. I kind
of
just want to see what like Vegas strippers are like.
Are you just saying that because we're on the air?
We're not on the air.
Your girlfriend might be listening.
We're not on the air.
He's forbade her.
What do you think we're talking about? Mike's
I even said it off the air, though. It's like I'd be half into it.
So like
the
strip club would be like replacement.
The strip club would be
girlfriend.
Like I haven't gotten laid in a long time. I need some titties in my face.
So you're saying you've gotten laid recently?
I'm just saying I don't need the strip club that much anymore.
So you have gotten laid. You've definitely gotten laid.
Well, he's definitely had titties in his face. At least. Would that be more of a tease if you weren't getting any? Like, you know, I'd figure.
No, because it's some kind of contact. It's some kind of.
Oh,
it's there.
I was thinking like, now it's like more. You could handle it more because it's like, oh.
But I don't need it as much because I've gotten a dose.
All right, I see. Because I wasn't looking at it as a need. I just thought it would be fun for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seen one set of fake tits, you've pretty much seen them all.
True.
And I bet in Vegas, pretty much all of them have fake tits.
You don't know some of them.
I don't know,
really
but
beautiful.
I'm guessing. That.
But you don't know in which direction the nipples are pointing.
But they'll have slot machines in their snatches.
No, those are actually C-section scars.
Oh,
sometimes they just a little bit and you can put a few quarters in there.
You pull her arm down?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That might have been the best part of the show right there.
Slot machine.
C-section
snatches.
Slot machine.
That's the name of the show. That's the blog title.
All right. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Once again, we're going to be having a mixtape next Wednesday. We won't be live, but we will be back in 2 weeks with a brand new show, most likely with our year-end award show, if not that week, in the following week. Definitely one Wednesday this month there will be an award show.
Or next
unless
month.
It's next month. Or maybe next year. Who knows? That's the beauty of livecast. It's unpredictable. Anything can happen. So we won't see you next week.